This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Caveat number one as we get going today, there is never a single cause of anything that happens in that cumbersome beast we call the markets. It is beyond complicated out there. Caveat number two and related, oh brother, is it going to be the sad music when we get there? As is so often the case when there is a day like this, there are plenty of places to point your finger, from the Federal Reserve to the European Central Bank to dairy farms in New Zealand. Seriously? Marketplace's Stan Alcorn went in search of the origin of today's stock market sell-off.
When there's a big move in the stock market, everyone looks for explanations, which means the phone in the office of Scott Wren, senior global equity strategist at Wells Fargo, has been ringing off the hook.
You know, when you have 15,000 brokers and the market's down, 250 plus in the Dow, they tend to ring your phone a little bit.
The theories range from weakness in the oil patch to worries about Greece to, I kid you not, this is from a Bloomberg article, threatening letters sent to New Zealand dairy producers.
Now, I have not heard about that.
Wren points instead to two interrelated factors, a soaring dollar, which we'll come back to, and then expectation that the Fed will soon raise interest rates. When rates go up, that means less easy money pumping up the stock market. Stephen Englander, currency strategist at Citigroup, thinks that is at the root of the sell-off, not just in the U.S., but around the world.
It just seems that everyone is saying U.S. rates up. That's bad for me, whether I'm in France or Toronto or Australia.
But the timing is more of a mystery. Englander thinks the latest round of interest rate fears were kicked off 2 weeks ago, when Fed Vice Chair Stanley Fischer told CNBC there was a high probability the Fed would raise interest rates this year.
It's about time. We've gotten used to thinking of a zero interest rate as normal. It's far from normal.
One thing that did happen overnight was a sudden spike in the value of the dollar, which could also hurt U.S. stocks by devaluing American companies' profits overseas. But what explains that?
Why this sort of realization hit the market at around 8 p.m. New York time last night or 8 a.m. Asia time is a bit of a puzzle because, I've checked with colleagues and there's no real news.
Could it be that the trigger was actually that threat to the New Zealand dairy farmers, which sparked a sell-off in the New Zealand dollar known as the kiwi?
The little kiwi that roared. I don't think so.
But he can't entirely rule it out either. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.